Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of chill in a crazy world. Today we're diving into something a little heavy, but also incredibly important, navigating grief and loss with mindfulness and self-care. Ever felt like you were drowning in emotions after experiencing a loss? You know that feeling when your world suddenly feels a little smaller, a little quieter, and everything just seems off? Grief is one of those universal human experiences that touches every single one of us, whether it's the loss of a loved one, a pet, a relationship, or even a dream. And let's be real, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to dealing with it. It's a messy, complicated process that can feel overwhelming at times. But here's the thing, and I want you to really hear this. You don't have to go through it alone. So today, we're equipping you with some tools, practical mindfulness techniques, and self-care strategies to help you navigate grief in a way that feels authentic and healing. First things first, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they aren't there. It's okay to feel sad, angry, confused, even numb. Those are all valid emotions. Remember, grief isn't linear. You might have good days and bad days, weeks, even months. Be patient with yourself and understand that healing takes time. Next up, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It can be as simple as focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, or listening to the sounds around you. Mindfulness helps ground you in the here and now, which can be especially helpful when your mind is racing with thoughts and emotions. Now, let's talk self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. Hey, it's about actively nurturing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and spend time doing things that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Don't isolate yourself. Reach out to friends and family, or join a support group. Sharing your feelings with others can be incredibly helpful. And remember, there's no shame in seeking professional help if you're struggling. Talking to a therapist can provide valuable guidance and support during this difficult time. Finally, be kind to yourself. Grief is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep moving forward, one step at a time. Celebrate the small victories, and remember that you are loved and supported. Let's say your best friend unexpectedly passes away. It hits you like a freight train. You're consumed by sadness, anger, guilt, a whole cocktail of emotions swirling around inside you. Everything feels muted. Even the colors seem duller. You withdraw from social events, skip meals, and find yourself struggling to sleep. This is totally normal. Grief can manifest in so many different ways. It's like your whole world has been shaken, and everything needs to readjust. But here's where mindfulness and self-care come in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the pain, but don't let it consume you. Remember those good times you shared with your friend. Maybe light a candle in their memory, listen to their favorite music, or simply talk about them with loved ones. Those little acts of remembrance can be surprisingly healing. And remember to take care of yourself, eat nourishing food, get some fresh air, and maybe even try a guided meditation. So, there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate grief with mindfulness and self-care. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Embrace the process. Be kind to yourself and know that healing is possible. And remember, if you found this helpful, share it with someone who might need to hear these words. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.